Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're talking about the best family bands. But first, let's review some new music. That is a little of Love Is Everywhere, parens, Beware, by Wilco from its 11th studio album, Ode to Joy. Wilco, a band that probably doesn't need much introduction, at least not on this show. It all starts with Uncle Tupelo, one of the founding forces in the alternative country movement in the early 90s. They disband in 1994. Jay Farrar goes his way with Sunvolt, and Jeff Tweedy goes his own with Wilco. 10 albums follow, plus all sorts of detours and solo albums. Now comes studio album number 11. It has put out a sort of manifesto with this album where Jeff Tweedy asks the question, does anybody really need new Wilco music? And he says they felt like they had something to prove. It was time to come together again. Let's play a song from this album, and then we will give our opinions on Ode to Joy. I should note, Mr. Cott, my partner, my family member in this little endeavor of ours, wrote the definitive biography of Wilco, but that's already quite some time ago. What year did Learning How to Die come out, Greg?
2004.
Let's hear what they're giving us in the new music. This is the song We Were Lucky by Wilco on Sound Opinions.
That is We Were Lucky from Wilco's new studio album, Ode to Joy. This is a record that is apparently ironically titled, because I'm not hearing a ton of joy in this record, Jim.
No.
It doesn't bear a lot of relationship to the fourth movement of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, at least for me. And that's fine. The sarcasm has always been a part of the Wilco world. Jeff Tweedy's a worrier, for people who don't know him. He tends to conflate his own personal insecurities with what's going on in the world around him. And you're hearing that seeping into not only the lyrics, but this sort of weird, low-key, ominous atmosphere that seems to be underneath a lot of these songs, pervading a lot of these songs. It's a very arty folk record. People who are expecting, more upbeat, up-tempo Wilco music are going to be disappointed. I think, again, it's more about what can we add to the conversation that's new. It's not about repeating ourselves or reprising old glories. It's about pushing into new territory. They're doing that again here. The drumming and the acoustic guitar and the voice are the central elements in this record. The record started as a collaboration between drummer Glenn Cochee and Tweedy, Then the other band members were brought into color around that. You can hear those rhythms as being central to the record. Now, Glenn Cochee, one of the best drummers in the world, is essentially playing these very trudging kind of drum beats throughout this record. Tweedy has talked about this as being the sound of a heartbeat or a marching rhythm, or some people may just think it's the sound of some guy limping down the street, you know, a wounded person. and okay, I get that.
On crutches.
I can understand why they would feel that way, but everything Wilco does is done with intention. The record comes together for me in that song we just played. There's a couple of Nels Klein solos, these spasms of noise that emerge from that murk that's underneath a lot of these songs that are kind of a short, sharp, you know, stick in the eye. It's kind of like, oh, where'd that come from? And it's exciting. It's probably the most exciting moment on the record. There's a lot of big questions being asked here, and a lot of anxiety. Are we all in love just because? In bed all day, I can't escape my domain. Sometimes I'm just a hole for you to get in. The record is really suggesting that no one's really safe in this world we're living in right now. I mean, this is a dark, dark record, and I think the atmosphere reflects it. It is not a record that is going to win Wilco a lot of new fans. It requires a lot of patience to get through. I'm not recommending it for that reason, but at the same time, I find some stuff in here that I find really intriguing.
Well, you know, look, I am a fan of Dark Night of the Soul, art folk with atmospheric records, okay? You know, and you go back to Tonight's the Night by Neil Young, or the third albums by The Velvet Underground or Big Star. And what you realize is that in addition to those really slow, languid, quiet songs that mark those albums, there are other emotions and other sometimes loud songs. It's always a mistake for a critic to review an album you wish the band made instead of the one they did. I'm not saying that. I'm saying Wilco, at a period between 99 and 2004, Summer Teeth, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, A Ghost is Born, were in that league of the Velvet Underground, the best of Neil Young, Big Star. And I think they've been lost for a while. There are moments of beauty, to be sure, on everything they've done since 2004, in particular Sky Blue Sky in 2007. But man, this is a boring record, unless you're willing to invest the time of having had a 2 or 3 decade history with this band to care, to look for the gems. It could have been edited. There could have been 3-4 songs, Love is Everywhere, Hold Me Anyway, you know, and then the rest of an album that took advantage of one of the most creative bands of the last 30 years. You know, it's hard to find the Wilco in this Wilco record, and that's a huge disappointment to me.
Yeah,
I had to struggle not to be bored.
Now that we've had our say on the new Wilco record, we want to hear what you think. What are your thoughts on the latest from Wilco? Call and leave a message on our hotline at 888-859-1800.
Right, the Jackson 5, one of the all-time great family bands. This week, we are taking a look at groups that are made up of brothers, sisters, multiple generations, cousins, you name it. There have always been family bands throughout pop music history, and there is something, it can be argued, that's a little special about them. They're electrifying. We're going to list some of our favorites. Greg, you're starting us off.
I'm going to pick the Staple Singers as my first family band that I want to focus on. Staple Singers out of Chicago, but Got to go back to Dockery Farm in Mississippi for the origins of pop staples. That's where he grew up and learned blues guitar, listening to people like Howlin' Wolf, who played down at Dockery Farm. That was one of the cradles of the blues in the early 20th century. So Pops had this blues-saturated guitar style that he brought north with him when he moved to Chicago in the mid-30s. Raised his family. He had his son Purvis, his daughters Cleotha, Yvonne, and Mavis, and basically created a gospel group with his children. Sat him around at his feet in the couch on their Southside apartment, started teaching him the harmony parts that he learned growing up on Dockery Farm when he was doing gospel music as well as the blues side by side, and then integrated the two art forms. He was one of the first people to bring the electric guitar into those Southside churches. So it used to be basically a piano and organ when you'd hear a gospel group performing in church, but Pops had that distinctive electric guitar sound. And the other thing about the group that really stood out, besides the beautiful harmonies that the family had together, was Mavis, the youngest of the daughters, who had this deep contralto voice, amazing voice, at a very young age. So the contrast between Pops's guitar and Mavis's voice and those beautiful harmonies on top created this unique sound. A lot of people know this group primarily because of its hits during the Stax Records era in the 1970s, when they recorded a bunch of hits for that great Memphis soul label like Respect Yourself and I'll Take You There. But I want to go back to the very beginnings of the group when they started recording their first big songs for VJ Records. These were really stripped down performances with Pops's guitar basically the only instrumentation on many of these recordings, and then the voices of the group. The song I'm going to play is a song that the Rolling Stones loved. In fact, they loved so much they ripped it off. Keith Richards freely admits that he was listening to the Staple Singers perform this song when he came up with the guitar riff for the Stones version of The Last Time, one of their first big hits in the mid-60s. The Staple Singers had a hit with it a few years earlier, and they called it This May Be the Last Time. Obviously, the Stones changed the lyrics, secularized the lyrics. This is an old classic gospel song that Pops rearranged. This is called This May Be the Last Time from the Staple Singers on Sound Opinions.
This may be my last time, children. This may be my last time. May be my last time, I don't know. Well, in the morning,
well, oh, I
heart all sick and sore.
Oh, Lord.
Can't Jesus about my wants and woes. Well, this may
be my last time.
This may
be my last time, children.
This may
be my last time. Maybe my last time. I don't know.
Maybe in the morning.
Well, Lord.
Now, and maybe noon.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe in the midnight. I don't know how soon.
Well,
that is This May Be the Last Time from the Staple Singers, a great family band. Jim, what do you got next for us?
Greg, when you think about great hit singles about being a family, We Are Family by Sister Sledge shoots right to the top of the list, right? I was talking about this with our producers, and they didn't realize that Sister Sledge actually were all sisters. They originally formed as a group called Mrs. Williams' Grandchildren in their native Philadelphia. Why Mrs. Williams' grandchildren? Because Viola Williams, the great opera singer, was the grandmother of Kim Sledge, Debbie Sledge, Joni Sledge, and Kathy Sledge. Now, this band came along fairly late in the disco explosion, but they made a big mark with an album produced by Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards of Chic. That's the one that had We Are Family, He's the Greatest Dancer, really great songs. Frankie was a hit that came later. I'm going to play a little bit lesser-known tune. It was the title track of their 1981 album. Narada Michael Walden produced this one, All American Girls. I just love the idea of these four sisters from Philadelphia. In my mind, they're always sitting on a stoop in the summer, and they're kind of just jamming and start singing together. And this song has that vibe. There was a lot of female self-empowerment, a lot of good vibes, and those killer grooves. Here is All American Girls by Sister Sledge on Sound Opinions. All American Girls by Sister Sledge on Sound Opinions, 1981 hit. Greg, you got another family hit for us?
Thank you, Jim. I want to stick with the sisters theme here for a minute. Sisters Maggie, Terry, and Suzzy Roach, the Roaches, a vocal group trio out of Greenwich Village in New York in the mid-70s, recorded their debut album in 1979. They picked up a lot of fans on that Greenwich Village folk scene during that era, including Robert Fripp, the great guitarist and mastermind behind King Crimson. He was a fan. He ended up playing on a number of their records, producing them, and was just struck, as were many people during that era, by this quirky mix of folk, doo-wop, bluegrass, barbershop that these girls were doing. They weren't really classically trained singers, but this is going to come up a lot in the show. This whole idea of when family members sing together, when they harmonize, it is something unique and unreproducible. No one else can sound quite like family members when they sing together, and it was very much true of the Roaches. The song I'm going to play is from the Robert Fripp produced debut album in 1979. It's a song called Hammond Song. and it's about the city of Hammond in Louisiana, where Maggie and Terry were staying soon after they recorded on Paul Simon's There Goes Rhymin' Simon album. And it's basically Maggie talking to Terry. She sees her getting involved with this guy and says, you know, if you stay here in Hammond, you're never going to come back home to New York City. Terry answers back in the middle of the song, hey, sis, lay off. I know what I'm doing. I can handle it. So you have this little conversation between sisters in the middle of this song. It's Hammond's song from the Roaches on Sound Opinions.
If you go down.
Greg's pick for one of his favorite family bands, The Roaches, with Hammond's song. Coming up, we'll share more of our favorites in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.